May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. Elijah was hungry in the desert. He was discouraged, disgusted by the people, and he even prayed that the Lord God would take his life. Elijah was simply ready to give up. And so he went to sleep beneath a tree. He was without hope. He was without consolation, but he was not without the voice of an angel, and he was not without food. Through the ministry of an angel, Elijah was given food and rest. Through the ministry of an angel, Elijah was given food, and he was given strength for the journey to the mountain of God. Elijah was hungry, and the Lord God fed him. He was hungry, and he was given food for the journey. Several times each week, I have the opportunity and the sacred responsibility to visit the sick and the homebound of our parish. Honestly, this is one of my favorite parts of priestly ministry, bringing the Word of God, the consolation of the Church, the presence of the apostolic ministry, and the bread of life to those who are hungry to receive. With faith and devotion, in agony and distress, in moments of doubt and suffering, and sometimes with the peace that passes all understanding, the sick and the dying that hunger for the bread of life are fed. They are hungry for the Lord Jesus. They are hungry for the bread of eternal life. I want to have that hunger. I want to have that same hunger. I want to be hungry for the bread of eternal life. Every day I am privileged to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and every day I am privileged to receive the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion. Every week we gather for the celebration of the Eucharist, and we are privileged to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes, I'll admit, I do not have that same hunger. Sometimes I am not as hungry for the bread of eternal life as the sick and the dying who do not have the same opportunity to receive Him. Sometimes I do not have the same hunger. And sometimes I forget the privilege. But I want to be hungry. I want to be hungry for Jesus, because He is the Word of life. He is the gift of the Father. He is the one who has come down from heaven so that you and I can be drawn up into heaven. He is the one who feeds us in agony and distress, in doubt and suffering, in sickness and in health. Jesus is the one who feeds us with the bread of life that prepares us for eternal life beyond the bounds of death. And I want to be hungry. We want to be hungry for Jesus. We want to be hungry for the bread of life more than Elijah was hungry for bread in the desert. We want to be hungry for Jesus. And if we want to be hungry for Jesus, if we really want to be hungry for Jesus, then we need to be careful about other things that will feed us. Our telephones, our televisions, our social media and our national media, our entertainments and our advertisements, they will feed us. They will feed us completely with food that does not nourish if we let them. And we can easily be fed to the fill, such that we are no longer hungry for Jesus. But we want to be hungry for Jesus. We want to be fed by Him. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, we ask for the wisdom to fast a little or a little more from everything else that feeds us, so that we will be hungry to receive the bread that will bring us to eternal life. Amen.